Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Focus Elf. We help entrepreneurs stay on track to hit their goals with unlimited project management and business support starting at just 50 cents a day. Visit gofocuself.com to get started. That's gofocuself.com. Today's guest is Adriana King. Adriana has over 10 years of experience in small business in her honors in psychology. She is on a mission to empower business owners to spend their time where it matters most, whether that is scaling their business or spending more time with her family. Her BizHap is about that time when she hired her husband. Adriana, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Yeah, thanks. So in 2022, I'd been in virtual assistants doing as a virtual assistant for a bit over a year. And I could tell sort of by July 2022 that the business was ready to grow. And I either needed to decide to put my boundaries in place and say, no more clients, or I needed to say I was going to hire someone else and grow the business. And so I started somewhat jokingly to my husband saying, oh, you know, you could come work for me. And he didn't really say anything back. We have a good relationship. We have good communication. But he kind of just like went quiet and that was the end of it. And then 2 weeks later, he would ask me a question. And I remember just one of the questions, because he loves his car. And one of the questions is like, if I come work for you, like, would we still have two cars? that's all he was worried about. But then it would be like another 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, and I wouldn't hear anything. And then he'd have another question for me, and then it'd be another. And it got to like November. So this had been going on now for like 5 months. And it got to November, and he had like just happened to come to, I had a client who's a business coach, and I think I had said to her I was ready to grow, whether that was going to be with him or with another team member. And he'd come along with my son to this coffee meeting with her, and she was like, okay, you're ready to grow. And he met her, and she inspired him as well. And he was like, okay, I'm going to quit my job. So I was like, okay, all right, thinking, you know, I have heaps of time. And so that was the start of November 2022. And then before Christmas, so before it was like the 20th of December 2022, he tells me that he has told his boss that he's coming to work for me. And so I started freaking out. I was like, oh my goodness, our entire family's income is going to now be on my business. And then, yeah, so it was start of January 2023. He started working 2 days a week in King Virtual Services. And then by March 2023, he'd come across full time, which was amazing and more than I had ever thought was going to happen. And I always say that if he hadn't just made that decision, I like to have, you know, all my ducks in a row and all my information up front before I make decisions. And he's very much a doer, like just goes and makes those big decisions. And I like to say, like, if he hadn't have made that, he would probably still be working in full-time work now. But because he did, I went out and got the work, and our business has grown substantially over the last year. And we now have, including ourselves, a team of six working in the business, and it has just boomed. And it's been amazing. And it's been so amazing to have his support, like fully backing me the whole time and helping me grow the business and grow into a better person.
That's beautiful. So I have a question. Well, I have a lot of questions, but my first question would be, okay, so you guys work together from home. So you wake up and then you walk a couple steps and sit down to work, and they're together the whole time and like seeing each other's face. And then you keep being together. You're together 24/7. How do you guys
To make, like, to add to that, we also homeschool our child. So all three of us are together.
Oh my gosh, how do you guys do that? Like seriously, how do you guys keep the balance? I mean, it's I'm guessing that it's when you're working and you keep it separate than your personal life, professionals and personal. But how, I mean, when you're with someone 24/7, at some point you need a rest. You need a break.
I think it took us, like, the first few months were a bit of a shock, and I think more so for my son. So my son has been used to being with me 24/7, and then all of a sudden he had to share. He loves his dad, but you know, a 5-year-old then had to share his mama with his dad.
Yeah, no.
It took a while. So yeah, we've worked out this routine now where we just sort of share our time, and so it's usually one of us working at a time while the other one's with our son. And I realized that I needed to get out into nature a lot to decompress. So even though we work together all the time, we spend like half our time with each other probably, because I'm generally out in the ocean or in a creek, walking around with exploring with my son. You know.
Oh, okay. That's actually some. Oh, that sounds really healthy. I'm glad. So, I have my other question is, whenever he has complaints to HR, what does he do?
He has complaints. He showed me an Instagram reel yesterday of like, have you seen the Instagram reels where it's like, when my boss asks me to do this, it's the person complaining. Yeah, no, I think he knows that. Yeah, it's he gets the look basically that knows that says that you know you're complaining, and you know you just need to suck it up and just do it, and he understands
You can tell him that you know, lower his salary.
It's a good
So,
one.
Adriana, who do you serve, and how can those people find you?
So if you are wanting to work with us, you can head to our website, kingvirtual.com.au, and there is a contact page there and a form to fill in telling us a bit about what you're after. If you're not quite there yet, you can have a look through our services. We offer quite a range of services. And then, yeah, if you fill in the contact form, we'll be in touch.
Okay, and who do you serve?
Business owners, the ones particularly looking for time back, which I think is pretty much most of them. If you've got processes, that's great. If you need them to be reviewed and optimized, we also offer that service as well. And we cover, yeah, lots of general admin, social media, and marketing services that you probably just don't have the time for, you didn't get into business for, and don't love doing.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Adriana King, for coming on and sharing her story about the time when she hired her husband. If you've got
Thank
a
you for
mishap,
having me.
if you've got a mishap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to mishaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One mishap a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help getting your business back on track, the elf can help. Visit gofocuself.com and get started with us for just 50 cents a day. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to Biz Haps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.